We are two lines up from where the lines begin to get wide on Mem Gimel Amud Beis. We've been in the middle of this discussion about Rabban Gamliel, who made these images of the moon, or he had images of the moon, in order to test those who came to testify about Kiddush HaChodesh. He had them, and the Gemara was bothered, how can he do this? Because you're not allowed to have images of the moon. It's Avodah Zarah. So Rabban Gamliel, so the first answer they gave, or after one of the main answers we got up to, is that he never made them. So the Gemara said others made it for him. So there is no prohibition if you're not using the images of the moon as a form of worship, then it's okay to have them. But in terms of making it, you're not allowed to make it, but he had someone else make it for him. So now the Gemara continues. V'ha Rav Yehuda, da'achirim asulo, v'amr le Shmuel le Rav Yehuda, shinana sami ene dedain. But there was a story, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, where Rav Yehuda had this ring, and Shmuel said to Rav Yehuda, shinana, fool, or you sharp one. Remove this from yourself. Get rid of this image of this ring that's on your hand. You cannot wear it. Well, hold on a second. Someone else made it for him, and he wasn't using it for Avodah Zarah purposes. He was using it, let's say, as a seal on documents. So what happened there? So the Gemara answers, that case is different. Hasam bechasamo bolet umishum chashara. There, the issue was that the signet that he had was a protruding seal, and there was a concern, a chashad, that people would think that he's using it for Avodah Zarah. Even a great man like Rav Yehuda, they were concerned that he would be using it for other purposes than sealing it. It would be for Avodah Zarah. D'tanya, tabash shechosma bolet asher l'hanicha, a ring which the image is protruding, you're not allowed to wear it, and that's what he was doing. But you are let a sign with it, because when you have a protruding sign and you stick it into a seal, it actually is flush. It doesn't protrude as the sign. But shokea, if it's a depressed image, you're allowed to wear it, but asher lachtuma, you're not allowed to sign with it, because when you sign with it into the wax, it actually creates a protruding seal. But anyways, the point is that there was a chashad, there's a concern that of Avodah Zarah, and that's different than Rav Yehuda's case. Rav Yehuda's case, there wasn't a concern of Avodah Zarah. The Gemara wants to contend, and we'll get into that in a second. But first, the Gemara asks, "Umi chashinu l'chashad? Do we really care about this chashash?" In other words, it's not a general case, because obviously we know about Maris Ayin and other concerns. So the question is, are we really concerned about chashad, suspicion, in this particular case? Why? Said in the entrance to the shul in Shafi Yosef, in Naharda, there was a statue at Tselem that was in front of the building, and Avu Shmuel and Levi used to go inside and daven, even though there was a Tselem right there. But shouldn't there be a concern, a chashad, that they're walking into people see them walking into this building, and they see a Tselem, and they think it's Avodah Zarah? So clearly there's no concern, right? They weren't concerned about this chashad. So how could it be that in Rav Yehuda's case, Shmuel told them, get rid of the ring because of a chashad, when over here, there was no concern? The Gemara answers, there are two different cases, because Rabim Shani. This case, when they went into the shul, it's a public thoroughfare, and therefore, when everyone is doing it, and everyone is walking into this public thoroughfare, there's no concern, because everyone knows you're going into the shul. But when you're holding onto a ring, when it's an individual with a ring, then there's concern for chashad. So now we go back to our question. So there was a chashad for Rabbi Yehuda's case. But what about Rabbi Gamliel's case? There's no chashad in Rabbi Gamliel's case. So how Rabbi Gamliel, the Yachid Hava, Rabbi Gamliel's case is more similar to Rabbi Yehuda's case than it is to the case in Shafi Yassid, because Rabbi Gamliel is a Yachid. And therefore, we should say he shouldn't have these images, because it's a marasayin of some sort. So the Gemara should answer, like what I would have thought to say, the Gemara should have answered, well, the answer is that Rabbi Gamliel's images weren't protruding, they were depressed, they were sunken in, and once they're sunken in, there's no concern. That's what Tosfos asks. Amaylo Mashani that Suros Levana Lohaya Boletes, just answer that it was a depressed image, but all the Omeri, Rabbeinu Tam, Veriva, said that you can't compare the moon to other images, because the moon always appears sunken from here. from earth looking up, it always appears sunken. So any image of the moon, whether sunken or protruding, would be the same prohibition because of the nature of the moon. Anyhow, so then that's why that answer couldn't have been given. So now the Gemara then has to give a different answer. How could Rabban Gamliel allow this image to in his home? What about the chashad? So the Gemara answers, Kivan denasihu shchichi rabim gabei. First of all, maybe you can say it is more similar to the case of the public thoroughfare, because since he's the nasi, everyone's coming by his home. It's as if he's in a public thoroughfare, and therefore it's okay. There's no concern. Ibais ema deprakim havoi. Others would say that this moon wasn't one full image of a moon. It was different pieces of it was like a puzzle. And he would put the puzzle together each time, and therefore, and he would separate them. So therefore, there's no chashad, because he only would put it to, the image together when he was asking people about the Kiddush HaChodesh question. Otherwise, they were just half pieces. Then third answer is the Ibais Ema lehis lamed shani detanya lutilmed lasos aval ata lamed lahavin l'horos. The third answer, which is that makes the most sense, is that it's for educational purposes, and as long as it's for educational purposes, then there's no chashad. And that's what you need it for. I mean, even if there might be a chashad, but the education purpose overrides any concern for chashad, and therefore Rabbi Gamliel was allowed to have these images of the moon in order to test the Balabatim who wanted to testify about Kiddush HaChodesh.